ABC.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Some showers and thunderstorms early on today, then partly sunny with our high nearing 53. South winds between 15 and 20 and gusting as high as 40. Partly cloudy skies overnight tonight with a low around 26. Southwest winds still between 10 and 15 and gusting as high as 30. Staying cloudy throughout Wednesday with a high of 35 and mostly cloudy skies over Wednesday night with a low around 22 and sunny on Thursday. I'm meteorologist Carol Foster. Currently it's 41 degrees.
Kansas Mid-America and Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. After the oil spill that happened in Washington County with the pipeline that lost near 600,000 gallons of oil, the investigation is ongoing on what caused the leak in the pipeline in the first place.
Pipelines are the safest way to transport oil that we have. They're safer than truck. They're safer than train. They are completely, which is why when you hear about an oil spill like this, it makes national news because they're so safe.
That was Warren Martin, the director of Kansas Strong on KWCH News, where he says with concerns of rising gas prices, it may level off, but it won't dramatically increase the price of gas at the pump.
I think right now the consumers shouldn't be too worried about gas prices at all, just because we have resources available to us. We have other ways to get crude oil. Really, this pipeline, no longer than they expect it to be closed, the worst case scenario is you might see a leveling out of gas prices for a short time.
Mid-America Network News.
Burwell Construction's been a business for over 35 years. Roofing, 316-794-3430. Siding, 316-794-3430. Windows, decks, remodeling, 794-3430. And now at Burwell Construction, you can even get a brand new wooden chain link or wrought iron fence, 794-3430 or burwellconstruction.com.
If it's built well, it's Burwell.
Hi, it's Andy Hoosier with your Mid-America Network News. Stay tuned into your radio station all day long right here as we cover the latest breaking news across the state of Kansas. From breaking news in Topeka, announcements from different state agencies, business initiatives from your local communities, plus your latest crime, weather, and traffic reports across the state. If it's happening in Kansas, we'll let you know about it as it happens. It's your latest news across the state of Kansas with the Mid-America Network News, and it's all right here. With the holidays officially here, many families across the state of Kansas may be wanting to expand their families with a new pet. But the Better Business Bureau, along with local animal agencies across the state, are warning individuals about pet scams, trying to sell you ones online, making you pay in advance, and never sending you the animal.
We wanted a break from our emotional, you know, we were both very stressed, work, studies, family issues and everything. We had an emotional block or something like that. Okay, we just need him. We were so emotionally invested in those videos, those pictures.
Now, audio from Cake News, after many scam victims have paid hundreds of dollars online to purchase the animal, purchase vaccinations, and registration papers before realizing they've been scammed out of their money. Nicole Blomberg with Save the Kitties, a local rescue in Kansas, says it's an issue everyone needs to keep an eye out for.
I almost always encourage going to a shelter or to the Humane Society, somewhere where there's a legitimate adoption process.
The Better Business Bureau says they expect the year to end with roughly $2 million in losses due to pet scams.
Everyone deserves a beautiful home. Duzine Enterprises can give you that. With an interior designer on staff, you'll be able to choose flooring and furnishings that coordinate gorgeously with your lifestyle and personal style. Choose from a modern selection of carpet, luxury vinyl, laminate flooring, and tile, all put in by our certified installers. Get your beautiful home today. Call Dezine Enterprises in Washington.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. The Nebraska Department of Health and Environment is helping out with the oil spill just 20 miles south of the Nebraska border into the state of Kansas and Washington County as they continue to clean up the largest oil spill in Keystone Pipeline history. And the oil not only affected some of the wildlife and the waters around the area, but also farmers that have handled the land for generations.
We know we have pasture grass that's black that probably will have to be removed. Things happen, and we just have to repair it and move forward. It's our land. It's our livelihood. Our kids grew up there. Bill and his sisters grew up there. There's a lot of heritage and history there. And our families worked hard to be good stewards of the land. So we just We want to do whatever we can to restore it.
That audio from KSNB Local Channel 4, Nebraska, Mid-America Network News.
Double the joy! Double the joy!
Double the joy!
Ho, ho, ho! We're doubling the joy this holiday season at Blue Valley Technologies. Refer a friend and you get $40 and they get $40. Refer as many friends and family members as you can before the end of the year and the credits will show up on your Blue Valley bill. Visit bluevalley.net/doublethejoy today.
Terms and conditions apply. See store for details.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall County Commissioners approved setting a public hearing for renewal of a neighborhood revitalization program and a public hearing for implementation of an infill housing revitalization program for December 27th at 8:30 and 8:45 a.m. respectively. Nancy Brazier, general manager, and Amanda Peace with Transition Plus in Summerfield presented an update on recently finished construction of a large greenhouse with the capacity to hold 75 hydroponic growing towers. They're currently raising and harvesting produce, which is being distributed to several local restaurants. They're working on getting more towers and expanding distribution in the former Summerfield School, which also houses a thrift shop administered through Transition Plus. The representatives asked the board if there are any American Rescue Plan funds available that could help with capital purchase of additional towers. No decision was made. The matter will be considered at the next meeting. Washington County Commissioners last week voted to give all employees a 5% increase on their base salary. Nemahal County Commissioners heard from several local residents regarding possible closure of T Road in Granada Township between 88th and 96th Road. The bridge in this mile section was washed out about 10 years ago and has not been replaced. General consensus was to put in a new bridge at the location and keep the road open. Commissioner was advised getting this bridge added to the list to be replaced. Granada Township would then maintain that road along with other township roads. An offer from Kansas Gas Service to purchase a roughly 5,000-square-foot section of county-owned property near the Nemahal County Training Center for a town border station to be located in Seneca was approved for just over $12,000. TC Energy officials met with Washington County Commissioners Monday to provide an update on the oil spill and give commissioners a chance to ask questions. TC Energy continues to progress response efforts in Washington County and have entered unified command with the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency and continue to work in collaboration with the Pipeline and Hazardous Material Safety Association and the Kansas Department of Health and Environment. Officials in the meeting said the workforce is now exceeding 250 personnel, including third-party environmental specialists. The product remains contained, and multiple vacuum trucks, booms, and additional resources are on site as they continue the recovery process. Repair planning is underway. Air quality monitoring continues at this time, and there's no indication of adverse health or public concerns. The company continues to work closely with landowners, the community, and local, state, and federal regulators. They're also continuing to actively investigate the cause of the incident. A timeline for restart has not been established, and they have said they will only resume service when it's safe to do so and with approval of the regulator. A quorum was not available for Marysville City Council meeting Monday. They tentatively hope to reschedule later this week. Stephen D. Gibson, age 75, of Oquito, passed away Friday. Funeral service Thursday, 10:30 at the Beatty United Methodist Church. Burial at a later date. Visitation Wednesday, 5 until 9. Family will receive friends Wednesday from 5 until 7. At Kinsley Mortuary in Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Stephen Gibson. Vernon Dale Crom, age 80, of Wymore, passed away Thursday. A graveside service is planned Thursday, 11 a.m. at the Blue Springs Cemetery. Visitation Wednesday, 10 until 8. Family will greet friends Wednesday from 6 until 7:30 at the Laughlin Ovitt Funeral in Wymore, in charge of arrangements for Dale Crom. Marceline L. Marcy Meyer, age 91, of Axtell, passed away December 10th. Funeral service Friday, 10 a.m. at St. Michael's Catholic Church, Axtell. Burial in the church cemetery. Rosary Thursday evening at 7 at the church. Visitation Thursday, noon until 5, at the Axe to Landreth Funeral Home in charge of arrangements for Marcy Meyer. Evelyn C. Hansen, age 95, of Pawnee City, passed away December 8th. Celebration of life service Friday at 1, with a service at 2, Wherry Mortuary, Pawnee City. Nurnman at a later date. Wherry Mortuary in charge of arrangements for Evelyn Hansen. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu today, barbecue meatballs, baby bakers, peas, and sliced pears. Tomorrow, fish, corn muffin, pasta salad, broccoli, and bananas in pudding. KNDY News Time 7:15.
Whether you're buying, building, remodeling, or refinancing, your home is a major investment in your life. At United Bank and Trust, we understand how important it is to work with someone who cares. Our loan officers have the experience it takes to make the process a smooth one. Come in for a visit or start online by filling out a loan application at ubankonline.com in as little as 20 minutes. Mortgage lending with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Some showers and thunderstorms still likely early on today, then clearing up and staying breezy, with our highs in the mid-40s and mid-50s. South winds between 15 and 20 and gusting as high as 40. Staying clear but very breezy overnight tonight, partly cloudy with our lows in the lower 20s and lower 30s. Southwest winds still between 10 and 15 and gusting as high as 30. Temperatures will start to stay cooler throughout the day on Wednesday, cloudy with our highs in the lower to upper 30s, and mostly cloudy skies throughout Wednesday night with our lows in the upper teens and lower 30s. Some sunshine on Thursday with our highs in the upper 20s and lower 30s, northwest winds between 15 and 20 and gusting as high as 30. And staying cooler over Thursday night, mostly cloudy with our lows in the upper teens and lower 20s. Drier but cooler conditions will continue throughout Friday and the weekend. Sunshine on Friday with our highs in the upper 20s and lower 30s and the lower teens throughout Friday night. And staying cloudy throughout Thursday. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature, mid-December 44, record high on this date 71. The average low 23 and the record low minus 11. Sunrise this morning 7:38. Sunset this evening at 5:05. Monday into Tuesday, 5 or 10 hundredths of an inch additional precipitation in our rain gauge. Cloudy overcast remains, and with the south wind surging, it's 41 degrees this hour. That's check out the morning news and weather for this Tuesday, the 13th of December. KNDY News Time 7:17. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
Shop Elsie Grace's Gift Shop in Frankfort for holiday gifts, attire, and supplies. Make entertaining easy with food mixes, Door County coffee, and fresh homemade fudge in so many flavors. There's always fun and funky household items to make any Grinch's heart grow three sizes, and the ladies are happy to gift wrap your items. Create gift baskets to send to friends and family near and far. They ship out daily. And watch for special holiday theme weekends at Elsie Grace's Gift Shop. Once you visit, you'll be hooked.
The Cardinals lose Murray 3 plays into the game, and the Rangers shock the Devils. Hello, this is Rich Cantu on sports. Arizona hosted New England to close out week 14 of the NFL. The Cardinals lost star quarterback Kyler Murray to a non-contact injury in the first quarter. Fast forward to the third, tied at 13. Murray's backup, Colt McCoy, driving the Cardinals' offense.
Caught by Hopkins, crossing near side. Ball's punched loose. He's already picked up by the Patriots. Down the right side, running into the end zone. Touchdown!
The call on 98.5, the Sports Hub. Raekwon McMillan's fumble recovery put the Pats up for good. They rally from down 13-7 and beat the Cardinals 27-13. NHL, the Devils, second best in the East, tangled with Cross River rivals the Rangers, who scored 2 goals in 7 seconds in the second to tie it at 3, and that was it until overtime.
Here's Panarin, down the right side for Hedl, shoots, he scores!
The call on 98.7 ESPN. Rangers stun the Devils 4-3. Continuing with the NHL, Penguins hosting the Stars, each scoring first period goals, then nothing until less than a minute in the game when Evgeny Malkin got his stick on the puck.
Left side for Zucker, he's over the line, drops it to Malkin, left circle, down low to Russ, tried to cut to the net, rebound, they score! Evgeny Malkin atop the crease, his first in 10 games, puts the Pens up 2-1.
The call on WXDX, Pittsburgh holds on to edge Dallas 2-1. Minnesota and Montreal also won by scores of 2-1. Ottawa shut out Anaheim 3-0. The Blues blanked the Predators 1-0. NBA, the resurgent Nets were in Washington to tangle with the Wizards. Third quarter, Nets trying to pull away.
Racing into the front court, run a high screen, moves it right, Durant's shot. Cuts right, holds up, fouled as he shoots, he knocks it down.
The call on WFAN, Durant led the Nets with 30 points, Kyrie Irving had 24. The Nets run their winning streak to 4, 112-100. This is Rich Cantu, ABC Sport.
Tuesday night basketball tip-offs, Marysville hosting Concordia. Girls and boys action live on AM 1570, FM 94.1. In our other broadcast feature, Valley Heights entertains Frankfurt live on FM 95.5. Hanover hosts Blue Valley. Axtell entertains Wetmore. Centralia's home to Onega. Dillard Odell will host Johnson Brock. And Southern tips off at Falls City in girls action. Again, Marysville hosting Concordia live on AM 1570, FM 94.1. Frankfurt at Valley Heights live on FM 95.5 tonight.
From farm to field, Massimo Power Equipment is the right choice for the farmer, cattleman, outdoorsman, and off-road enthusiast. Powerful, affordable, and reliable, Crownover Auto Sales is your local dealer with several side-by-sides in stock and immediate shipment of any custom order. Come see for yourself what Massimo can do for you at Crownover Auto across from Valley Vet in Marysville.
Here's a look at your ag news from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Jeff Aiken. Here's a look at your ag news on this Tuesday, December the 13th. Here's a look at your Stackline report. This week, David is talking about foreign ownership of farmland in America.
As far as I'm concerned, we need to be a little tougher on allowing foreigners coming in here and buying our good old farm ground. In any event, foreign ownership and investments in U.S. ag land has nearly doubled in the past decade. Yeah, they're coming in here after it pretty strong, friends, even at these higher prices. So that shows you something. What is it going to take? Well, we have the folks in Washington, and thank goodness for some people. I don't know what we're going to do if we ever lose Senator Chuck Grassley. He's got a bill, along with another guy, that does something to foreign ownership that we kind of like. It increases their duties to get something bought. If it continues, Grassley says, as it's been the last year or two or three, that he's really concerned about the number of acres that they'll end up with. He's already got one bill in front of the folks in Washington. I hope he gets some help. One of the things that I miss is no representation to speak of from our part of the country. When it comes to these kinds of things, I don't hear, see, anything. I'm sure they're doing something. But in any event, there ought to be a big push to put some holds on these things called foreign ownership of land. When they come here to buy, right, they're kind of concerned now about what they're going to do with that land, as we've already talked about it in Sioux City, Iowa. See you on the next TechCon Report.
No one is immune from scams, including our nation's veterans. In fact, scammers specifically target veterans, assuming they have a regular stream of income from VA benefits. Scams can involve going after pension or disability benefits, fake requests for personal information, charity scams, and so much more. The VA won't request personal information by phone, email, or text, and use sites like charitynavigator.org before donating. When it comes to fraud, vigilance is our number one weapon. For more information, go online to aarp.org/fraudwatchnetwork. The agriculture industry is constantly changing with new challenges every day on the farm. How can you adapt? Let us help you with the Mid-America Ag Network and the Steckline Ag Report with Larry Steckline. Join the Mid-America Ag Network every Tuesday and Friday morning as Larry Steckline breaks down the latest ag news, planting,
harvesting,
trading commodities,
and the latest from the Ponderosa.
It's Mid-America's legendary voice in agriculture with the Steckline Ag Report and the Mid-America Ag Network.
This Kansas State graduate student found that contamination of a water source can spur from something as small as gravel dust kicked up by a truck. I'm Malia Walker, and this is Agriculture Today. K-State graduate student studying microbiology and safety, Erin Manville, provides insight on her research characterizing E. coli in irrigation in Kansas.
With a lot of those regulations now put on agricultural water, we just wanted to understand what E. coli is in the water. Is it concerning? Is it not concerning? How are those routes of contamination? What is there is more or less what we were trying to understand. I worked with underrepresented farmers, so Mennonite farms, Amish farms, and small produce growers. So it was great. I got to go to those farms and meet them and sample their water and talk to them about their water safety. So lots of different farmers that we were able to work with. Within the parameters of the project, our main focus was surface water. So we did a lot of pond sampling, but we also did cisterns, and then we did some wells too. So found some really interesting results regarding that. So usually, I guess people think that those groundwater sources are a lot safer than your surface water just because they're not exposed to the environment. But we did get a lot of E. coli from those groundwater sources. So it's something to look at and be aware of.
Manville highlights the methods of her research.
I did whole genome sequencing. So that is more or less just taking the whole genetic code of that bacteria and making it data. And once it's data, I can kind of take out pieces and understand what their virulent factors are. So those are part of that host pathogen interaction. So will it make us sick? And then I looked at those antimicrobial resistant genes. Are they resistant to penicillin or tetracycline, things along those lines? And then I did serotyping, which is also another distinct characteristic for that host pathogen interaction. So how they attack the host, these are very specific characteristics. And then I did source tracking. So I wanted to identify where this E. coli originated. So did it come from a cow? Was it just dwelling in the soil? Things of that nature. So we kind of understand how that water is getting contaminated or the routes of contamination for that E. coli.
Manville goes on to explain some of the possible avenues for E. coli contamination.
So a lot of the water sources that I was sampling from, so ponds, they were fenced in areas. Domestic animals didn't have access to that water, but we were still finding E. coli that was from cattle or from sheep or goats. And a lot of those farms had those animals on that farm. So it just kind of shows you that, okay, a deer could be running through your cattle field and then it goes directly to that water source and it can either walk through that water source or it could defecate near that water source and that could also contaminate that water. Or your dogs. Dogs running around through fields could run and contaminate that water. A lot of animals, they're asymptomatic carriers. So again, those ones that are of pathogenic concern to us reside naturally in ruminants. So other animals are usually just asymptomatic carriers. So just because there's not direct exposure to that water source doesn't mean that that E. coli from that animal is not getting into that water.
That was Erin Manville, K-State graduate student studying food microbiology and safety, providing insight on her research into E. coli in irrigation. I'm Malia Walker, and this has been Agriculture Today.
The Manhattan Commission Company, Manhattan, Kansas, is holding a special stock cow and bred heifer sale Wednesday, December 14th, starting at 11 a.m. with 1,100 head already consigned. A future consignment includes a mature cow herd dispersal of 214 Western Nebraska origin Red Angus cows, 5 to 6 years old, to be bred to Peeper Red Angus bulls, due to start calving March 8th for 60 days. This will be an outstanding set of cows. There'll be 250 black white face and Red Angus cows in mixed consignments, mostly 3 to 6 years old. They'll be bred for spring calves. Bred heifers include 400 choice Angus black white face and 85 Red Angus and 45 Hereford heifers. Many are AI bred. The balance are bred to high calving ewe bulls. These are due to start calving mid-January through March. Cow-calf pairs include 200 fall calving black and Red Angus cows. They'll be 3 to 6 years old. They'll have September and November calves by sign. For more information on the special cow sale to be held on Wednesday, December 14th at the Manhattan Commission Company, please call 800-834-1029 or check our website at mcclivestock.com.
The year's most prolific meteor shower hits its peak tonight. Some viewing tips are next on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
With today's inflation straining your budget, your Kansas Farm Bureau membership can help keep more money in your pocket. Get 15% off current published rates at Nextech Wireless. Special member pricing on select Grainger products. Save on vacation and travel with Avis Budget and Choice Hotels. And join the Kansans who've switched to Kansas Farm Bureau health plans, who enjoy significant savings on nationwide medical health care coverage. Join today. For a full list of benefits, visit kfb.org/benefits.
Turn unforgettable moments into heartfelt gifts this holiday with custom canvas prints, fleece blankets, and so much more from canvasprints.com. It's quick, easy, and affordable to create the perfect present for everyone on your list. Just upload your image, select your product, and check out. Use code HOLIDAY25 at canvasprints.com to get 25% off your entire order of custom canvas and metal prints, mugs, pillows, and more. Canvasprints.com and code HOLIDAY25 for 25% off your entire order.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Tuesday, December 13th, the 347th day of the year. Singer Taylor Swift has a birthday, and the ever-reliable Geminid meteor shower reaches its peak. The Geminids produce one of the year's most plentiful shows, so it is worth taking a peek. Here's how to find the constellation Gemini for which they are named. Locate the Big Dipper and draw an imaginary diagonal line through the bowl in the direction opposite the handle. That line points to Castor and Pollux, two bright stars that form an eye in each Gemini twin. Keep your gaze in that direction. Any meteors to be seen should emanate from that part of the sky. And that is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. You can find more stargazing advice online at almanac.com.
It's 7:30 from KNDY. Rain showers moved through overnight. Not a lot as far as accumulation. We still showed about 10 hundredths in our rain gauge tops. It is 41 degrees as that south wind surges in. Middle 50s for a high today ahead of an approaching cold front.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports, I'm E. Hoosier. It's a relatively slow week for college basketball across the Mid-America region with Kansas University, Kansas State, Oklahoma, and Oklahoma State all having the week off with their tips coming up on Saturday this weekend. However, there is one basketball game coming up tonight. We tip off at 7 p.m. with the Wichita State Shockers as they are at home again taking on the Mississippi Valley State Delta Devils. The Shockers are coming off their latest victory against Longwood on Saturday over the weekend, 81-63, rebounding from their last two losses. The last one against the Kansas State Wildcats the previous Saturday, 55-50. The Shockers have struggled some throughout the season so far, sitting in the middle of the American Athletic Conference with an overall record of 5-4. After their game tonight, they remain at home to take on the Oklahoma State Cowboys on Saturday with tip-off at 8 p.m. In other news, college football bowl season has officially arrived with the first games kicking off this Friday, with the first bowl game of 2022 set to be the Bahamas Bowl, with Miami of Ohio taking on UAB in the middle of the day. Mid-America Network Sports.
Hey, this is Jeff Wirtz, host of the TVL Spotlight, the podcast that brings you all of the news, stats, and scores from the Twin Valley League. The teams of the Twin Valley League have turned their attention to the hardwood. With some of the best athletes and most highly accomplished teams in the state of Kansas, TVL basketball is sure to be extremely competitive and a can't-miss event every week. Check it out at TVLSpotlight.com or on the podcast page at SunflowerStateRadio.com.
Tuesday night basketball tip-offs. Marysville hosting Concordia. Girls and boys action live on AM 1570, FM 94.1. In our other broadcast feature, Valley Heights entertains Frankfurt live on FM 95.5. Hanover hosts Blue Valley. Axtell entertains Wetmore. Centralia's home to Onega. Dillard Odell will host Johnson Brock. And Southern tips off at Falls City in girls action. Again, Marysville hosting Concordia. Live on AM 1570, FM 94.1. Frankfort at Valley Heights, live on FM 95.5 tonight.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Some showers and thunderstorms early on today, then